Welcome to another deep dive. We're going to be looking at something pretty fascinating today.
Yeah.
Generative AI and education. We got these two reports. One's from JISC, over in the
That's from
UK,
Fisk, yeah.
and then the other one's from Common Sense Media, which is here in the US.
Right.
And they both focus on kind of how students are thinking about and using generative AI.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see how these perspectives are, aligning in some ways and then also diverging across the Atlantic.
Yeah, and it's neat because we've talked a lot about these different reports and different perspectives, but these ones actually include like what the students are thinking and saying.
Yeah, it's great to hear those perspectives directly.
So why don't we jump right in?
Let's do it.
So one of the things that both of the reports kind of point to right at the beginning is that there's all this buzz around generative AI. But it's not like every student is using it all the time.
Exactly. I mean, it's still early days, so that's not entirely surprising. But what's really interesting is that, a lot of students, particularly in the US, aren't even sure what generative AI is. Yeah. So that points to a real need for more education and awareness building.
So it's like, even though it's, we hear about it all the time, it's everywhere, but students still aren't really sure what it is. Interesting. So for those students who are using it, what are they actually doing with it?
So both JISC and Common Sense Media found that the most common uses are really around research and brainstorming. So students are using these tools to gather information, generate ideas, explore different approaches to their work.
Can you give us an example of what that might look like?
Absolutely. So imagine you're a student who's writing an essay about the causes of the American Revolution. Instead of just, going to Google and getting all these random websites, you could use a generative AI tool to analyze primary sources.
Like historical documents and letters, and then synthesize that information into a concise summary of the key factors that led to the revolution.
So you're not just like getting, a bunch of websites. You're getting like a really high-level summary.
Yeah, it's like having the super-powered research assistant that can just kind of sift through mountains of information and highlight the most important points.
That's really neat.
And that's just one example. The JISC report specifically highlighted how UK students are using AI to personalize their revision materials.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So they're able to kind of identify knowledge gaps and then tailor their study plans based on their individual needs.
So it's like much more personalized than just, what the teacher gives you.
And it speaks to that potential of AI to really make learning more individualized and effective.
And I guess like even if you weren't using AI, I mean, that's always a good thing to do as a student, right? Is to figure out where your knowledge gaps are. Absolutely.
But this, I guess, helps you do that.
Yeah, it can really streamline that process. And we're also seeing students use AI to improve their communication skills.
Okay, how so?
Whether it's crafting a more persuasive argument in an essay or delivering, a more engaging presentation.
So it's not just about like research and getting information, it's about communicating better.
Becoming a better communicator overall.
That's cool. And the reports also mention that, students are using AI for things like creative writing and storytelling. I mean, that sounds like a really fun way to kind of explore what this technology can do.
Absolutely. Students are using AI to generate story ideas, write different versions of scenes, experiment with different writing styles. It's really opening up a whole new world of creative possibilities.
And this is actually an area where we start to see some differences between, the UK and the US. So the JISC report didn't really talk much about those creative uses, whereas Common Sense Media highlighted how Black and Latinx students in the US are really drawn to using AI for like making images and music.
That's a really interesting observation. It suggests that, cultural factors might be influencing how students engage with this technology.
And I guess even like access to different tools might play a role too. I wonder if there's like, disparities in how AI is being introduced.
It's definitely something that deserves
Right.
further investigation.
For sure.
Yeah. Another key difference that was highlighted in the JISC report
Right.
is that UK students who need
Yeah.
accessibility support are often paying for premium versions of AI tools.
Oh, wow.
So this raises some questions about equity and whether all students
Yeah.
have equal access to the benefits of this technology.
That's a really good point, and
Yeah.
something that I think, as this technology becomes more prevalent, we really have to think about,
Absolutely.
how do we make sure that it's accessible to all students, regardless of background or needs?
I completely agree as we continue to explore the potential of AI in education.
Yeah.
We need to be mindful of these issues
Mm-hmm.
and make sure that we're creating a learning environment that's both innovative and equitable.
Right. And so that leads us into the next
Yeah.
sort of section here. Yeah.
Exactly, which is all about the ethical implications.
Yeah. So it's not just about like access to tools.
Right.
It's about preparing students to use them
Right.
effectively and responsibly.
Exactly. Yeah. And both of the reports kind of highlighted, some pretty significant anxieties around the ethical implications of AI,
Yeah.
particularly when it comes to academic integrity.
Yeah. It's like that age-old question,
Right.
right? Is it cheating?
Is it cheating?
And it seems like it's gotten even more
Yeah.
complicated now with these AI tools.
Exactly. Students are really grappling with these questions.
Right.
What are the boundaries?
Mm-hmm.
When does using AI become over-reliance? What are the potential consequences for their learning?
Yeah. And I imagine they're looking for more guidance from
Absolutely.
their schools and universities.
Students in both the UK and the US are calling for clear, unambiguous guidelines
Okay.
on the ethical use of AI in education.
So it's not just don't do it.
Right.
It's like, tell us why.
Exactly. Yeah. Explain the reasoning.
Yeah.
Help us understand the nuances.
Yeah. And I guess also, help us understand like how to use it well.
Exactly. And this isn't just about avoiding punishment.
Right.
Students are genuinely concerned about maintaining academic integrity and developing those essential skills.
Right. So they're worried about like becoming too reliant on it.
Exactly. They recognize that becoming overly reliant on AI could have detrimental effects on their learning in the long run.
So it's not that they're like anti-AI.
Right.
It's that they want to make sure that they're using it in a way that's beneficial.
Exactly. That enhances their learning rather than hinders it. And that's where educational institutions have such a crucial role to play.
Okay.
They need to provide that clear guidance, update teaching methods, develop assessment strategies that account for the availability of these tools.
Can you give me some examples of what that might look like?
Certainly. So when it comes to teaching,
Why?
the emphasis really needs to shift away from rote memorization
Okay.
and towards higher order thinking skills.
So things that are more difficult for AI to replicate.
Exactly. Critical analysis, problem solving, creative application of knowledge.
So it's like instead of just asking students to, regurgitate facts,
Right.
we need to be challenging them to actually like think about it and apply the knowledge in
Exactly.
different ways.
And when it comes to assessment,
Okay.
we need to move beyond those traditional exams and essays that can be easily gamed by AI.
Oh, so things that are more project-based or.
Exactly. Explore more authentic forms of assessment that
Okay.
require students to demonstrate their understanding, apply their knowledge in real-world contexts,
Yeah.
and showcase their unique perspectives and creativity.
So it's more about, proving that you can think critically and solve problems
Right.
than just that you can like access information really quickly.
Exactly. And the JISC report specifically highlighted the need for educational institutions to actually integrate generative AI courses
Oh,
into their curricula.
this
Students are actively seeking out opportunities to learn about this technology,
Okay.
its capabilities, and its limitations.
So it's not just about like setting boundaries, it's also about giving students the knowledge and skills.
Absolutely. Students want to be informed and prepared
Yeah.
to navigate this new landscape. They recognize that AI is here to stay,
Right.
and they want to be equipped to use it ethically and effectively.
And, speaking of the future, one of the things that both reports talked about was this anxiety around the impact of AI on jobs.
It's a valid concern. I mean, we're already seeing AI automating tasks,
Yeah.
even entire job functions
Yeah.
across various industries.
So for students who are about to, graduate and go into the workforce,
Right.
it's like this big question mark.
It's a huge unknown looming over their future.
Right. Like, will there even be jobs for me
Exactly.
to do?
Yeah, will there be jobs for me? What skills will I need to be competitive in an AI-driven world.
And it's really hard to predict.
It is impossible to predict exactly how AI will shape the job market, but educational institutions have a responsibility to at least try and prepare students for this uncertain future.
So what can they do?
One crucial step is to integrate industry-relevant AI tools and knowledge into their curricula.
Okay, so exposing students to the different types of AI that are being used in the real world.
Exactly. Students need to be exposed to the types of AI technologies that are being used in various fields, and they need to develop those skills to work alongside these technologies effectively.
So it's not just like, you know, learning about it in the abstract.
Right.
It's actually getting that hands-on experience.
Right. Exactly. It's about gaining practical experience with the tools and technologies that are shaping the future of work.
Okay.
And it's also about fostering adaptability, critical thinking.
Yeah.
A willingness to embrace lifelong learning.
So like the ability to learn new things as they come up.
Because the tools and technologies are going to keep changing.
Right, exactly. So it sounds like educational institutions have a lot of work to do.
They do. There's definitely a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
But there's also a tremendous opportunity here.
Oh, how so?
If educational institutions can embrace this challenge and adapt their approaches, they can empower students to not just survive, but thrive.
Okay.
In an AI-powered future.
And it sounds like students are really eager to be a part of this process.
Absolutely.
They're not just like waiting for someone to tell them what to do.
They're asking the tough questions, demanding clear guidance, seeking opportunities to learn and grow.
Yeah, that's really cool to hear.
It is. They're not passive bystanders. They're active participants in shaping the future of AI in education and beyond.
That's awesome.
It's a truly inspiring thing to witness.
So it seems like, you know, UK and US students are really, you know, putting a lot of thought into this.
Yeah.
It's not just like a fad for them.
Right.
They're really thinking about like, what does this mean for me?
Yeah. They're excited about the possibilities, but they're also aware of the challenges.
Right. And they want to be a part of the conversation.
Absolutely.
Like they want to help shape how AI is used.
They're not just waiting for someone else to figure it out.
Yeah. Which is really cool.
It is.
And they're not, you know, saying get rid of all AI.
Right.
They understand that it's probably here to stay.
Yeah.
And it can be a really powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to make sure that it's used ethically.
Exactly.
And responsibly.
It's about finding that balance.
Right.
Embracing the potential while addressing those concerns around academic integrity and equity.
So where do we go from here? Like, what are the implications for, you know, schools and colleges and universities?
Well, it's clear that these institutions need to be proactive.
Okay.
They can't just ignore it and hope it goes away.
So are we talking like a complete overhaul of the education system?
I think you might be right.
Wow.
We need to rethink how we're preparing students for a future where AI is just everywhere. That traditional model of education, with its emphasis on rote learning and standardized testing, it's just not adequate for this AI-powered world.
So what would like a more future-proof model look like?
It would prioritize those uniquely human skills.
Okay.
Things like critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, collaboration.
The stuff that's harder for AI to do.
Exactly. And it would encourage experimentation, exploration, a lifelong love of learning.
So it needs to be more adaptable too.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. We need to create learning environments that are dynamic and flexible.
Yeah.
Where students can develop those skills and that resilience.
To keep up with the changes.
Exactly, because the world is constantly evolving.
Right, so we need to be open to, you know, new technologies and approaches.
Yeah.
But also, you know, keep in mind the ethics.
Of course, always.
Yeah, it's a lot to balance.
It is a delicate balancing act, but it's essential that we get it right.
Yeah.
The stakes are high.
Yeah.
The future of education, maybe even the future of work, hinges on our ability to prepare students for an AI-powered world.
Oh, well, that's quite a thought to leave us with.
It is.
But, I think that brings our deep dive to a close for today.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about a lot of different things.
A lot of different perspectives.
How students are using AI.
The ethical considerations.
Yeah, all the challenges.
Yeah.
The potential benefits.
And this is really just the beginning of the conversation.
Right. It's going to keep evolving.
Absolutely. As AI continues to evolve, so too will its impact on education.
Yeah. And we need to keep listening to those student voices.
Yes.
Because they're the ones who are going to be most affected by all of this.
Absolutely.
So yeah, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep questioning.
Yeah, and keep the conversation going.